Yeah.
I've done much of that too.
Oh, you've done that too. I tell you, I think you're the most talented person. I believe you're a one-man farm. Because
they
wouldn't need any farmhands.
Well, now, if you stay with us a week, we can go right on the same way.
Now, that's what I do.
Come right on down the line.
You just show me how to do the other thing. Well, now, what would you call an unbred female?
We'd call her closed. Unbred.
Uh-huh, that never had ever.
Then when she's bred, well, she's open.
Oh, well now what would you call one who had a litter of pigs already?
Well, I don't, we just called them a gilt.
Oh, a gilt?
I guess a gilt with the first litter is a gilt yet, I think. But after she passes her first litter, by then she's a sow.
Oh, yes, sow. That'd be the big old one.
Yeah.
You see, with all the little things. All right. Now, you know, what do you call it? A stiff hairs on their back. What would you call them?
We call that on a hog.
Yeah.
That's their bristles.
And then the big teeth that a hog has. What about
those? That's their tusk.
Now, when you would feed them, what you put the food in, what would you call them, what you put the food in for the hog?
Cold.
Well, did you have any, very many that were really wild?
No, we've never had no real wild hogs. I've seen lots of them.
Oh, you have seen them?
I've been in the woods with it, too.
Oh, what did they call them?
Well, they just call them wild hogs.
Well, now, you know, when they're weaning a calf, what would you call that noise, you know, that a calf makes when it's weaning?
Yeah. That's a low end. Most mother lows and this, you know,
kind of crying or something when they start weaning it.
I forgot now what we did call that. Even now the cattle business for that smart bit.
Did you ever call it bawling?
That's right, bawling. They're groaning.
Now you were talking, you just said something else, but a kind of a soft noise that the cow would make.
Yeah, when she's just talking to her baby calf, she just groans. It's right soft.
Mm-hmm. And before you said that was lowing, I think.
Yeah.
You call it. So what about the kind of it's feeding time when you're feeding a horse, the kind of a sort of a gentle noise that a horse will make? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, when all of those different animals like that you'd have together, what would be the name for the, you know, if you had, calling all your different animals that you raise, refer to them, you know, you'd refer to them as, well, we got to go out and feed all the...
all the stock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, did you have anything else besides any other kind of birds other than chickens that you raised?
Yeah, we raised turkeys, geese, and ducks.
All of it. Well, now, what would you, if you wanted to feed, you know, those, you'd say, I've got to go out and feed the
chickens or the ducks.
Oh, you didn't have a name that, you didn't have anything like stock that included all the different birds. You just have to refer to them individually. Well, now, what do you call a hen that's nesting, that's sitting on a nest?
She's broody.
Yeah, that'd be a broody hen. Would you sort of a fairly small kind of a sort of box-like thing that you could haul the chickens around in, that you could
chicken coop.
Oh yeah, use now talking about chicken, you know, when you cook it and you eat it, there'd be one part of the chicken that the children would always want to eat.